niillä on halleja kalaa. Kilo kilo omalilla, leiko rooselani, kuva hivina niillä on halleja kalaa.
Ahe ohula, leika ilima, tuo hivina niillä on kalaa.
Kaulana kawaila, leimo kihana, kuva hivina niillä.
Aloha, my friends. Aloha, kako. It's Nakai Evalu launching another great Hawaiian weekend. Kahoone Panoke is here.
Aloha, kako. To all of our ohana on the islands of Hawaii, Maui, Molokai, Lanai, Kauai, Maui, and of course, Oahu. It's so great to be with you this morning, and hope your coffee is hot, because boy, do we have some hot topics to talk about today.
That's right. Vicky, you ready to go?
Yes, and you're wearing the perfect hat. It's your Ilio Ula Okalani.
Oh, yes. It's my protest hat.
It's your Ku'e hat.
Yes.
Okay, yes.
All right. I love your t-shirt again.
Thank
Jacob's
you.
Pillow.
Jacob's Pillow.
Hey, how was your week, Vicky?
Great. It was Easter.
That's
Easter
right.
Sunday, and we went to Nanakuli, where my nephews are living, my nephew, niece, and their children. And so we had Easter egg hunt.
Oh, really?
For all the little kikis in the front yard.
Do you folks really hide the eggs, or you just scatter them on the grass?
For depending on the age. The little kids, that's why the little kids, they're like on the ground. It's like, but they were cute. And yet 1-year-old Milton's kid was running around picking up all the eggs, more than his share. And then in the backyard, you really hid eggs. That was John, my son John, and Stuart's job. And the kids did not find all the eggs. So John had to go out, and he found 4 that they could not find.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds like a great Easter.
Yeah. It really does.
I spent Easter in Kahalu'u.
Oh, you did?
With Ohana.
How
yes.
was it?
It was very nice and enjoyable. We had ham. And oh, one of the things I ate for the first time was caribou from Alaska.
Okay. Ooh.
It was yummy.
How did they prepare it?
But I wasn't there when they were cooking it. And she did add vinegar to it, so it had some, kind of a taste
of
to it.
Style.
Yeah, Vigador style. But it didn't taste gamey. Like sometimes, those animals that taste gamey, like lamb or
they
goat.
Are game.
But this one didn't. So she must have drowned it in vinegar. Yeah, but it was a nice. I didn't do any Easter egg finding, but it was a great day.
Oh, that's neat. I was over at the Honolulu Symphony for Saturday night and Sunday. Sumi Jo, the Korean opera singer, she was fabulous. And the symphony was terrific.
Ooh, and Quinn Kelsey came in from New York to sing.
Talk to him.
Was it this weekend?
This past weekend. He was the last-minute call.
He was marvelous.
I'm sorry I missed that.
And the chorus was great.
Oh, his mom and dad must have been so proud of him. And his Auntie Nola.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's doing so well in New York. So aloha to Quinn, Kelsey, Debbie Kelsey, and the family.
He's international now. And here we are, I'm Noe Tanigawa. We're just sitting around the kitchen table, and today our guest, Bill Meheula, an attorney, is going to come in and give some perspectives to us on the Ceded Lands legal case. Mahalo for your company. Nā kai e walu, brought to you by Kamehameha Schools, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
On the air, we do it instead. From the mountain to the ocean, from the wind to the leeward side. On the island, we do it island style. From the mountain to the ocean, from the windward to the leeward side. Mama's in the kitchen cooking dinner real nice. Beef stew on the stove, no mess, salmon with the ice. We eat and drink and we sing all day. Carny copy lie in the old Hawaiian way. On the island, we do it island style. From the mountain to the ocean, from the windward to the leeward side. On the island, we do it island style. From the mountain to the ocean, from the windward to the leeward side. House on that we can clean your cars. If we don't go, grandma got a work hard. Yeah. You know my grandma, she like the boy real sour. I love my grandma every minute, every hour on the island. We do it island style. From the mountain to the ocean, from the windward to the leeward side. On the island, we do it island style. From the mountain to the ocean, from the windward to the leeward side.
Across the channels, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Awe na liye o ke au I hala, e nana mai a mākou, nā pula pula o nei au e holo nei, e ala mai kākou, e nā kini, nā mamo ka aina aloha, aloha wale ia aina, ko kākou kahua, awe ka ili ili e, ka hoopu eu ia nei. E pai pai hou ia ka pōhaku, I pa a maila ke kahua hale hou, no kākou e nā pua e ho'olulu ai. E ala e ka I, ka mahi, ka palena, I mua aloa'a ka lei o ka lana kila.
O Hawaii, kupa ama o te o ka aina, hiki mai ka elele o ka loko ino, pala pala anu me ka pākaha,
Hane mai Hawaii moku o ke awe Kokua nā honoa o ki ilali Kāko o mai kaua I o mano Auku me ke oni o kākui hela Pepa o ka enemi Pohui aina ku ae hewa
Ku ae hewa
I ka pono sivila a o ken kanaka Aole mā koua e mina mina
Aole, aole, aole
I ka puta la o ke au kuni Lava mako I ka pōhāku
I ka pōhāku
I ka ai ka maha o ka aina Mahope mako o lili gulani
Mahope Mahope,
mahope, kū Aloha e ka pono o ka aina Haina ia mai ana ka puana
Haina ia mai
O ka poe I aloha I ka aina
Kaulana nā pua, kaulana nā pua, kaulana nā pua e Kaulana nā pua, kaulana nā pua, kaulana nā pua e Kaulana nā pua, kaulana nā pua, kaulana nā pua e
All right. That's how we do it every Saturday morning. Nā kai e walu, the Hawaiian way to start your weekend. Vicky Holtaka mine ka ho'une panoke. Noe Tanigawa here. And to catch us up on the legal case around Hawaii ceded lands, attorney Bill Mehe'ula, he is the attorney for the original four plaintiffs who sued to stop the sale of these ceded lands on Maui.
Bill, welcome to Nakai Evalu, and thank you for joining us here this morning. Wow. And I know that you're quite a busy person, so tell us a little bit about who is Bill Mehe'ula.
Super nice guy.
Handsome debonair.
Unfortunately, getting pretty old now. Been a lawyer for 30 years.
Wow, that
yeah,
long.
Yeah, I've been doing some Hawaiian work, you know, but basically I do commercial litigation. And even though I do Native Hawaiian rights cases, I went to Punahou. Don't hold it against me.
Okay, we won't.
Okay.
And you also, you have a partner that's active politically too. Is it Weiner?
Yeah, Andy Weiner. Yeah. Yeah.
So you folks are still partners in the law firm.
Yeah, although he may be going to Washington, D.C. pretty
that's
soon.
That's what we hear.
Yeah, yeah, he may be getting a job there for the Obama administration.
Right.
So that's pretty exciting, you know.
He worked so hard on that campaign and the inauguration. Yes. I called Andy. I said, Andy, I got Ely Malays for Obama. He says, well, I don't think we can put it on him because, you know, they're afraid that Lays or something would get laced with stuff. And
right.
So the security was high for that.
Oh,
but I did give him a call.
So I know that you've been
involved
with several court cases, Bill, and this is just one of them, right?
Right, right.
And what are some of the other cases you've been involved with?
You know, back in 1992, I filed this lawsuit to stop the state from settling the claims against, against the Department of Hawaiian Homelands for all of their illegal acts, you know, from the 30s and forward. And they were going to settle that one for $100 million. But their negotiations were between an attorney general for the Department of Hawaiian Homelands and the attorney general. So that was obviously a conflict of interest.
Yes.
So we went in there, stopped it, and then were able to negotiate a higher amount. So that was 1992.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, again, thank you for joining us at Nakai Evalu.
And you were there from the very beginning on this ceded lands case when it started on Maui. Let's get back, start at the beginning, and bring us up to the present. Coming up, Nakai Evalu brought to you every week by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Mobi PCS, and Kamehameha Schools on the Visionary Radio Network.
often in the darkness, sometimes in the light. Visions of your golden eyes sparkle in my sight. Haunted by those graceful years, we were young and life was sharp and clear. Can you see me now? Hawaiian eyes. Can you see me lost from paradise? There were so many ways to go, so many things to know, and I've missed you inside. Hawaiian eyes. Shouting in the mountains, silent by the stream, our eyes held each other, locked in secret dreams. Now we're freed and drifting on, memories of you hover still and strong. Can you see me now? Hawaiian eyes. Can you see me lost from paradise? There were so many ways to go, so many things to know, but I've missed you inside. Hawaiian
up every Saturday morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
We are living in a different time. Try to keep up, yet I'm still behind. But I know it's gonna be okay. Can't afford life's luxuries. I don't get what I want, I just get what I need. But I know it's gonna be okay. Cause time never sticks around, it moves on, it's gotta cover ground. Something you gotta believe in, it'll be a different season. So oh, hold on. Oh, hold on. If anything, it brings us closer to the people we love and the people we supposed to. I know it's gonna be okay. So many times, in times of crisis, we trust the people who come back to bite us. I know, but I know it's gonna
will be okay. This time never sticks around, it moves on, it's gotta cover ground. There's something you gotta believe in, it'll be a different season. The sun will rise again, feel the moonbeams glowing on our skin. And take it for what you want to, but I know that you just got to. Gotta cover ground, something you gotta believe in. It'll be a different season. The sun will rise again, we'll feel the moonbeams glowing on our skin. Take it for what you want to, but I know you just got to listen. Us by, yeah. Oh, hold on. Everybody's gonna make it. Oh, hold on. Don't you worry about a thing. Oh, hold on.
All right. Very nice. Nakai Evalu, the eight C's connecting all the Hawaiian islands on the Visionary Radio Network. We're keeping the classic and contemporary Hawaiian hits up front as we get some perspective on the ceded lands issue this morning. You may know the U.S. Supreme Court said the United States Apology Resolution does not interfere with the state's right to sell ceded lands, and that court sent the issue back to Hawaii's courts. Today, attorney Bill Meheula is sharing the history of this entire case, and ahead we're going to compare the U.S. and Hawaii Supreme Court decisions. As always, opinions expressed are those of the speakers only, not of our sponsors or these radio stations necessarily. We hope simply to kickstart your weekend with great Hawaiian music and ideas, or mana'o, for you to take to your own kitchen table. Mahalo for your company.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Eulu, Eao, Epo'okela. Grow, learn, and succeed. Our future is in the hands of our Opio. As they grow and learn to become leaders in their communities, they help shape the future of our Hawaii. Kamehameha Schools is proud to do its part to help shape our future leaders through its newest program offering, Kamehameha Scholars. Available to non-Kamehameha high school students on Oahu, Kauai, Maui, and Hawaii Island, the Kamehameha Scholars program will help students raise their aspirations through year-long offerings that focus on Native identity, college and career guidance, and service learning. The deadline to apply for this exciting new program is Thursday, April 30th. Download an application today at www.ksbe.edu/admissions. That's www.ksbe.edu/admissions. Eulu, Eao, Epo'okela. Grow, learn, and succeed. Kamehameha School's policy on admissions is to give preference to applicants of Hawaiian ancestry to the extent permitted by law.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs, featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
You're listening to Nakai Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
Taken away, and then
Aloha kakou. Aloha all of us. It's a kakou thing every Saturday morning with Nakai Evalu. Ka ho'one panoke, I'm Noe Tanigawa, and Vicky Holt-Takamine is here with our guest Bill Meheula, who represents the original four plaintiffs who sued to stop the sale of ceded lands on Maui.
Bill, can you take us back to the very origins of that case?
Okay. You know, it was back in 1994, and the state for many, many years had not really sold a lot of ceded lands. But for the first time, they were going to sell 500 acres of very valuable ceded lands in Lahaina. And so, but what happened the year before was, you know, it was the anniversary of the overthrow. And the apology resolution came down. And the state legislature passed similar legislation. And in that legislation, for the first time, the Congress and the state legislature agreed with Hawaiians that the overthrow in 1893 was illegal and that Native Hawaiians had an unrelinquished claim to these ceded lands. So basically what we said was, well, okay, so if the state of Hawaii is a trustee of the ceded lands trust, then it owes these fiduciary duties to Native Hawaiians. And if Native Hawaiians have a claim to these ceded lands, then would the state be breaching fiduciary duties if it sold these ceded lands before that claim was resolved? And it seemed obvious to me that would be a breach of fiduciary duties. So we filed a lawsuit to stop the state from selling ceded lands. That was in 1994. There were some motions filed in 96, 98, where the state tried to clear the case or get the case dismissed so that they could go forward and sell those ceded lands to Seabrewer. And we won those motions, went to trial before Judge McKenna in 2001. And she ruled against us and said that, you know, the Admission Act says that the state could sell ceded lands and therefore they could. And our comeback was, well, we're not saying that the Admission Act doesn't say that they can't sell ceded lands. All we're saying is that if they sell ceded lands under these circumstances, it would be a breach of fiduciary duties. And so we appealed to the Hawaii Supreme Court, and in January of 2008, Hawaii Supreme Court agreed with our theory of the case. And then the state of Hawaii filed a petition for certiorari to the United States Supreme Court, and in February of this year, it was argued before the United States Supreme Court, and then they came down with their decision at the end of March.
But Bill, when the Hawaii Supreme Court ruled in January of 2008, there was an injunction imposed at that point. Is that correct?
Correct.
So the state could not sell any ceded lands as of that court decision.
That's right. But effectively, as soon as we filed the lawsuit, you know, the title insurance companies would not allow the sale to go forward. I mean, they wouldn't grant Seabrewer, for example, title insurance because we had this lawsuit going. And so they had to win the lawsuit in order to, you know, lift or clear up title so that they could sell.
And can they sell the land now?
Not yet.
Okay, let's pick up on that in our next break. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. Nakai Evalu, sponsored by Mobi PCS, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and Kamehameha Schools on the Visionary Radio Network.
Whenever I'm weary from the battles that rage in my head, you make sense of madness. When my sanity hangs by a thread, I lose my way, but still you seem to understand now and forever.
Broadcasting statewide, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Sometimes it seems like the world's gone crazy. Grandpa, take me back to yesterday, when the lines between right and wrong didn't seem so hazy. The lovers really fall in love. Stand beside each other, come what may, is a promise something families really bow their heads to pray. Do daddies really never go away? Oh, 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 Grandpa, tell me about the good old But I just don't know. Grandpa, let's wander back into the past. Then paint me a picture of long ago. Do lovers really fall in love to stay? Stand beside each other, come what may. To promise something people really kept, not just something they would say, and then forget. Do families really bow their heads to pray? Do daddies really never go away? Oh, 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 Grandpa, tell me about the good old days.
Rain, shine, gusty winds. We've had it all, haven't we, since the beginning of the year. And it's always a great Saturday morning with Nakai Evalu. Kaho'one panoke, Vicky Holtakamine, Noe Tanigawa here, with attorney Bill Meheula, who represents the four plaintiffs who sued to stop the sale of ceded lands on Maui back in 1994.
And it's a beautiful day in Hilo, Hawaii. What a great competition we had last night.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and tonight is the finals, and Awana is tonight. So, but we're getting back to our ceded lands issues, which affects all islands with Ko Hawaii Pai Aina, our Hawaiian island chain. State laws. What state laws do you think we can use or rely on to move our initiatives forward at the state Supreme Court level?
Actually, the state laws that we advocated to the Hawaii Supreme Court and the state laws that are stated in the Hawaii Supreme Court decision, and that is, Vicky, as you mentioned earlier, the Hawaii Constitution imposes these fiduciary duties on the state of Hawaii as trustee of the Ceded Lands Trust, and Hawaii Supreme Court decisions state that some of these fiduciary duties are the duty of impartiality, which means that if there are two or more types of beneficiaries, that you can't take sides. And here we have in the Ceded Lands Trust, we have Native Hawaiians as a class of beneficiaries, and we have the general public. And if the Native Hawaiians have a claim to the ceded lands, then you can't ignore that claim. It would be a breach of the duty of impartiality. So that's the state law that's involved. What is the trigger here is really the state legislation and the historic factual statements that were not opposed or disputed in the case. And that is that the overthrow was illegal, that international law was violated against the Hawaiian Kingdom, treatises were violated by the United States in the overthrow. And, you know, those are undisputed, and that Native Hawaiians never relinquished their claim to those ceded lands. So that's really the trigger that the state as trustee must inform himself of. And if they're so informed, which they were from state legislation back in 93, 97, then they would breach fiduciary duties by selling until and unless that claim is resolved.
Well, Governor Lingle has said that Hawaiians have a moral right to ceded lands, but not a legal one. And whether or not you agree, maybe we can talk about that next time around here. Nā kai e walu, another beautiful Saturday morning with your regular friends around the kitchen table and our special guest today, Attorney Bill Meheula. Nā kai e walu is brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Eyes and the dark complexion, I idolize. Honolulu, baby, where'd you get that style? And those pretty red lips and the sunny smile. Neat palm trees swaying at Waikiki. Honolulu, baby, you're the one for me. Neat palm trees swaying at Waikiki. Honolulu, baby, you're the one for me. Sway. All the men go crazy, they seem to say, Honolulu, baby, at Waikiki. Honolulu, baby, you're the one for me.
Broadcasting statewide, you're listening to Nā kai e walu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Thank you.
Saturday, it's gotta be Na Kai E Valu, and we're so happy to have you with us this morning. Kahoʻone Panoke, Noe Tanigawa here, Vicky Holt Takamine, and our very special guest, attorney Bill Meheula, who represents the four plaintiffs who originally sued to stop the sale of ceded lands in 1994 there on Maui.
So I don't understand the difference between moral and legal. So if we have a moral right, wouldn't we have a legal right to these lands?
Well, I think what the governor was saying, and by the way, she was wrong, and her attorney general was wrong, is that Native Hawaiians only have a moral right in the sense that let's do the right thing, but we have no legal claims, and that is enforceable by law, and in fact, that's the decision that the attorney general tried to get from the United States Supreme Court, is a statement by the United States Supreme Court that Native Hawaiians do not have a legal claim. And his theory was that the Newlands Resolution extinguished all Native Hawaiian claims to the ceded lands. And his theory was that in 1893, the overthrow may have been illegal, but when those lands of the Republic of Hawaii were transferred to the United States at the time of annexation 5 years later, that somehow that act of Congress cured any defect in title that the Republic may have. And so that was the ruling that Mark Benn was trying to get from the United States Supreme Court, and he didn't get that ruling. And so that issue is unresolved at this point. Now, on the merits, the comeback to that, or the rebuttal argument to that, is that a unilateral act of Congress cannot extinguish an independent nation state's claim. And that's why that theory may have worked against American Indian tribes, but that theory doesn't work against the Hawaiian kingdom. But that is a theory that we would like to have resolved through the political process later on, as opposed to putting it before a very conservative United States Supreme Court. So that's what we were able to avoid the United States Supreme Court deciding.
Essentially, the state is being immoral in their claims, because if we have a moral right, then their process is immoral.
Yeah, and not only immoral, but just ignoring the illegality of the overthrow.
Right, and the foundation of the lands is that it was illegally occupied, illegally taken. So based on something that's illegal, you can't make something moral when it was illegally taken to begin with. I mean, that's a crime. Regardless of how you get it, if you stole it, it's still stolen lands.
And the Newlands Resolution didn't resolve that issue.
Food for thought. Agree? Disagree? Take it to your own kitchen table. We're talking with our special guest today, attorney Bill Meheula, who has a proposal on the table that would avoid further court decisions on this ceded land case. And let's hear about that coming up on Na Kai E Valu, brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Mobi PCS, and Kamehameha Schools on the Visionary Radio Network. Nakaevalu, the eight seas connecting all the Hawaiian islands on the Visionary Radio Network with a Saturday morning full of Hawaiian music and mana'o, that is thoughts, for you to take to your kitchen table. Around our kitchen table this morning, Kaho'one Panoke, Vicky Holt Takamine, Noe Tanigawa, and our guest, Bill Mehe'ula, attorney for the four plaintiffs who originally sued to stop the sale of ceded lands on Maui back in 1994.
So, Bill, with all what's going on right now, I understand that you have there's a proposed settlement that is being discussed between the Office of Hawaiian Affairs and your four plaintiffs. Is that correct?
And the Attorney General.
And the Attorney General.
Right.
Can you share that with our radio audience?
Yes. What we're proposing is that the case be dismissed without prejudice, and that's a term of art. Basically, what that means is that nobody loses any rights, that all parties can come back in a subsequent lawsuit and raise the same issues as if you're going to remand to the Hawaii Supreme Court instead of this year in future years. And so it would be a dismissal of the case without prejudice, but it would be conditioned upon the legislature passing a bill that would require the 2/3 approval of both houses before there can be any sale of ceded lands. And, for example, if there was any sale of ceded lands by getting 2/3 of both houses, then at that point Hawaiians could sue again based on the same theories to stop that sale.
So that's for the sale of ceded lands. For exchanges, it's different?
Yeah, exchanges, the law would basically remain the same, and that is the state, you know, could go forward and try and exchange land, but it would be subject to a 2/3 disapproval of one house or 50% disapproval of both houses. That, and if you don't like that exchange, you could also then sue again because there would be a dismissal without prejudice.
So if the state legislature was to pass a law for a full moratorium on ceded lands, that would not hurt the settlement?
Well, it would in this sense. It would. The Attorney General wouldn't agree to it, and the governor would veto it. And based on the due diligence we've done in the legislature, we don't believe that the legislature would pass a full moratorium bill.
What about transfer of ceded lands?
Well, if you're transferring ceded lands from, let's say, Department of Land and Natural Resources to Hawaiian Homelands or any other agency, our injunction doesn't apply to that. It only applies to sales, exchanges, transfers from the state outside of the ceded lands trust to a private entity.
Why is that?
Because as long as it's with the state of Hawaii, it would stay in the ceded lands trust.
How does this ceded lands case relate to the Akaka bill? Let's talk about that coming up here on Nakaevalu. It's brought to you every Saturday morning. A lot of Hawaiian music and ideas for your kitchen table. Brought to you by Mobi, PCS, Kamehameha Schools, and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Eulu, Eao, E Po'okela, grow, learn, and succeed. Our future is in the hands of our Opio. As they grow and learn to become leaders in their communities, they help shape the future of our Hawaii. Kamehameha Schools is proud to do its part to help shape our future leaders through its newest program offering, Kamehameha Scholars. Available to non-Kamehameha high school students on Oahu, Kauai, Maui, and Hawaii Island, the Kamehameha Scholars program will help students raise their aspirations through year-long offerings that focus on Native identity, college and career guidance, and service learning. The deadline to apply for this exciting new program is Thursday, April 30th. Download an application today at www.ksbe.edu/admissions. That's www.ksbe.edu/admissions. Eulu, Eao, E Po'okela. Grow, learn, and succeed. Kamehameha School's policy on admissions is to give preference to applicants of Hawaiian ancestry to the extent permitted by law.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs, featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Thanks for tuning in this morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Nakai Evalu, the Hawaiian way to start your weekend. Viki Holtakamine, Kaho'one Panoke, Noe Tanigawa here. And our special guest today, attorney Bill Meheula, who represents the original four plaintiffs who brought the lawsuit to stop the sale of ceded lands on Maui back in 1994.
And with all this, we still have the issue of the Akaka bill before us. So how does that have any kind of relationship to this court case, to this issue?
Well, I'd say it has maybe an indirect relationship. I mean, the Akaka bill, you know, if there is a Native Hawaiian governing entity that is formed that arises out of the Akaka bill, then according to the Akaka bill, that Native Hawaiian governing entity would be in a position to negotiate with the state of Hawaii and the United States for transfer of ceded lands to this entity. And how this case impacts the Akaka bill is that when we go back to the Hawaii Supreme Court, Mark Bennett will argue again that the Newlands resolution extinguished all Native Hawaiian claims to the ceded lands. Now, the state never raised that before the Hawaii Supreme Court before. The first time it was raised was before the United States Supreme Court. But he will do it this time before the Hawaii Supreme Court. And, you know, that is an issue that we believe would be better resolved through the political process than before a court of law. And one of the risks of going back before the Hawaii Supreme Court is that it may feel that it has to address it, although we will discourage it from addressing that issue. And if the court does address that issue, then maybe the United States Supreme Court will want to take it up again and this time address that issue. So that's how this case, I think, indirectly relates to the Akaka bill.
The Akaka bill is only one proposal for Native Hawaiian governing entity, a process.
Absolutely.
Because there are independents and groups that are out there that are looking at, well, you know, moving
and
that
also
process
neither
forward.
Do you need the Akaka bill to create a Native Hawaiian entity.
I agree with you. You can. Although I can tell you two don't support the Akaka bill, but I should disclose that I do.
Yeah, because I don't think that Native Hawaiians have ever been indigenous to the United States. You cut off 200 years of your mo'oku alahau by being indigenous. The U.S. is only 200 years old. Hawaiians have been in existence a lot longer than the United States, so we're never going to be indigenous to the U.S.
I think the point, though, is that the Founding Fathers in writing the Indian Commerce Clause intended that Congress could give financial and other types of benefits to those that were indigenous to the lands that were taken by the United States without violating the 14th Amendment. That was the purpose of the Indian Commerce Clause, was to be able to give benefits like Congress gives about $70 million a year to Native Hawaiians without violating the Equal Protection Clause. And so when the Akaka bill talks about Native Hawaiians are indigenous to the United States, that's what they meant. They didn't mean that they weren't indigenous before. They meant that we are agreeing that you were the first peoples of this land and we took it from you improperly. But under the law, this is all we are going to provide you at this time.
Then why can't they write at that? Because that extinguishes Native rights.
Well, no, because with the recognition of the Akaka bill, it also says that once a Native Hawaiian governing entity is formed, they will negotiate for, you know, the ceded lands. So, you know, just the fact that they're willing to negotiate for the ceded lands is a statement that those rights aren't gone.
Many voices, all welcome around the kitchen table. We never know exactly where the conversations will go, but we would like you to keep in mind that opinions expressed are those of the speakers only. Take these ideas to your own kitchen table. Nakai Evalu, brought to you every Saturday morning by Mobi PCS, Kamehameha Schools, and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network.